K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Happy Friday, almost the weekend, got to get through this work Friday. It'll be officially the weekend around 4:30 p.m. Central Time here in Kansas City, Missouri. But if it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your Friday to listen to this episode. This will come out, be first thing. It'll be around, actually, around lunch hour, per usual, that will have this episode up. It's track and field preview, of course, heading to this evening's big matchup, obviously, West Virginia on the baseball front, coming to Manhattan, Kansas, the 12th-ranked Mountaineers, the Big 12 leading Mountaineers, against the Kansas State Wildcats. And the baseball team, real quick, all these games are ginormous if they're going to play more baseball after the Big 12 tournament. So, right now, that's where we're standing at right now. With that, meanwhile, later on today, or this morning, K-State Manson Woods track and field team will take center stage there for the RV Christian, wait a minute here, the Ward Hallett Invitational at the RV Christian track there later on today. And this actually... This is a 2-day tournament. So this is actually 1-day tournament there for the track and field team. So already, feels like we haven't talked much about the track and field team all year, but well, we have talked about them here every time they participated in the weekend here in the spring semester. And no, it'll be no different here. Obviously, yes, yeah. So this is a 1-day meet for the K-State Manson Woods track and field team today. They're going to be taking on KU, Central Missouri, Fort Hays State, Washburn, Nebraska, and there's a few more teams in there as well. All of it starts, the Ward Hallett Invitational will begin at 1:30 Central Time, and that's going to start with the men's hammer throw and women's javelin, and later on this afternoon, it goes down the track events, 4:40, beginning with the 4x1 there. K-State will have 17 seniors will be recognized at this event. There, and I should double check it, double check where it's at. But sounds like, yeah, it doesn't say the place. So I have to double check that on that, or you guys can on the kstatesports.com page there as well. Staying on task here, the Cats, yeah, they haven't competed for a little bit. Last time they're competing was the famous Drake relays a couple of weeks ago there, which came out of there with 4 event winners. Emu Erlin there finished 4th, 7,788 points. That was a personal best for him, PB for him, second best score in the Big 12. Also, Vienna Lanier winning the 15,000 meters, Sophia Hines winning the 400-meter hurdles, and Riley Marks winning the men's javelin. Yeah, so we talked about this last time, so just want to reiterate that there. And Pearson Carlisle took down the pole vault as well. So K-State, they had some strong performances here in the regular season. Of course, the Big 12 championships for K-State on the track and field side of things will be next weekend. So I do know that. I do know that for sure there as well. So we want to acknowledge them here. Kind of give a quick update. I know it's going to be shorter than usual, but the K-State men's women's track and field team will be in action here. As now, I'm going to switch back to the calendar real quick. So it looks like this is going to be a home meet for sure. Yeah, so I wasn't sure or not. I didn't want to send the wrong information out. So it does have the power cat on it. So yeah, so it'll be a home meet. Basically, it's going to be senior day today for the 17 seniors on the men's and women's K-State women's track and field teams. Of course, coached by Travis Schofert. It's been a successful first year all around. When you throw in the indoor as well, the success there, you saw Gary Moore Jr. winning indoor. Now I'm leaving out an important important stat. He had an All-American. Sure, there we go. Sure, you know, became All-American in the indoor. So, and now you're having you went to a couple of big time meets with the Oregon Open in June, and then Des Moines, Iowa for the Drake Relays. You have success there as well. So far, I mean, yeah, we still have the Big 12 championships and all that still left, and including whatever goes down in Manhattan, Kansas later on this afternoon. But you guys say it's been a successful season to this point all across the board. And then of course, yeah, your assistant coach is doing work as well, the track as well, including winning the Olympics as well. So which K-State, major track and field, is known for doing that. Individuals doing work in the Olympic meets. But that's what's going down for track and field later on today is the... it's the Ward Haylett Invitational later on today in the track and meet in the track meets the track event. Excuse me, does not start until a little bit after 4:40 Central Time. The field events will get started first early on, and then you have the good stuff for this afternoon out there. So we'll see how they perform. I know it's not reading off these teams. Hey, no shade, but those opponents don't scare me as much. So this is kind of you want to say this is a warm up for Big 12s. You can go ahead and say that there as well. K-State obviously will look to up their performance from the indoor season when it comes to the Big 12 championship meet here next weekend as well. And we'll talk about men's golf this weekend as well as they prepare for their regional as well. And of course, we gotta give another shout out to the K-State women's golf team advancing, clinching. Going to the NCAA Championships. That episode is out now, wherever you listen to your podcast. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Where podcasts are found free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen this morning or during the lunch hour. Go ahead and subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content, including this weekend, especially keeping track, watching these baseball games. West Virginia, huge games, every last one of them. 6 more regular season games for K-State baseball, every one of them ginormous. So you might as well just throw in the Big 12 tournament games as well. We'll have postcasts continually throughout the weekend this weekend. So definitely, I would go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, every time you hit that alarm bell and update or upload content, y'all be first to know about it. Podbean app. Go ahead and listen to the newest edition episode of bonus content over on the Podbean app. Myself and Alex Aiden over there. Greer 3 Ace Podcast, GRIER, the number 3 EDD Podcast Podcast. And of course, tell one K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. That's going to do it for a track and field update here on the podcast. Alex Aiden, sitting in California, Eddie Greer. Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.